As Ukraine war intensifies, a Ukrainian worker activist speaks of his experiences. Cleared Oil Committee for a Workers International. It is now more than 2 months since the tame Russian parliament voted for Luhansk and Donbas regions in Ukraine to be recognized as independent republics within Russia, and since President Putin's tanks and troops began to roll into Ukraine. Following its failure to take Kyiv at the start of the invasion, Russian military forces have now regrouped and have launched a full-scale offensive to carve out the entire Donbas and Luhansk regions from Ukraine's territory. Humanitarian corridors for civilians attempting to flee besieged cities are repeatedly agreed, then blocked. Putin seems intent on having a major success in what he calls Russia's special military operation that he can announce on the 9th of May, the national holiday that commemorates victory over Hitler's fascism in 1945. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky stated on the 16th of April that 3,000 Ukrainian soldiers had died, while more than 19,000 invading troops had perished. 11 million Ukrainians have become refugees, 4.5 million of them fleeing abroad. Georgi is one of them. He is a socialist and trade unionist from Kyiv. He had previously told the CWI how, as a medical worker, he was conscripted early on and quite badly wounded at the front line. He had then set about getting his wife and 2 children, one of whom is severely disabled, out of danger. They had made a long and perilous journey to Lviv, a city near the border with Poland, now being bombed by Russian forces. Since the Russian invasion began, Ukrainian men between 18 and 60 years have not been allowed to leave the country. They must stay and fight. But as Georgi was no longer able to serve in the army in any capacity, he was allowed to accompany his family onwards, through Poland to Germany. After being held in a refugee camp for some days, they were sent to a small town near Frankfurt, and allocated accommodation with a friendly and welcoming family. Work recently, we were finally able to speak for some time on the phone. Georgi and his wife have been consumed with numerous formalities, getting the children into schools, filling in forms for assistance, and applying for jobs. Until his medical qualifications are confirmed by the authorities, he is working 12 hours a day in a restaurant washing dishes. There is a camera in the restroom to check no one takes more than the allotted 15 minutes break. He is grateful to have any income at all to help pay his way, as the amount anyone can take out of their savings in Ukraine is minimal. The rest goes to the army by decree of the Supreme Council. Georgi has to learn German fast. But he should be getting his papers from Ukraine soon, and is looking forward to doing the work he has been trained for. His wife has Ukrainian qualifications as a hairdresser, but only gets a pittance in Germany at the moment. War. Georgi believes this war will drag on. Putin must have victory. It will not stop until he dies or is overthrown. There have been 3 weeks of Russian bombing and gas attacks at Mariupol, where I have relatives. Mariupol is a key area for Putin to secure the famous land corridor between north and south. They have been using phosgene in the area, a lethal gas used in World War I. My cousins, twins as it happens, were evacuated on a bus to Krasnodar in Russia. One of them was sent back to Kyiv. The other was to be housed in a camp in Russia and await a further transfer. Luckily, he was able to use his mobile to contact friends in Krasnodar who met him off the bus and took them to their home. Ukraine. We discussed Ukraine's domestic politics. As happens in a war, Zelensky has become a kind of military dictator himself. He is presiding over a militarized society with what we call black colonels, an old Soviet derogatory term referring to a military junta. A military censor operates. Zelensky has decreed a general mobilization, but his own party doesn't support it. He is talking of war democracy, but the trade unions, as far as they are still able to operate, believe there is no such thing. Workers will fight, but are not able to appeal to Russians attacking them to come over to our side. I have discussed with 1 or 2 political friends in Ukraine. We feel it is obviously not fascism in our country, but it is capitalism with a very wild face. Thieves and oligarchs, a kleptocracy, lies behind a corrupted government and a hatred of other nations. Georgi talks of his fears of wider economic and political crisis developing because of this war, as well as severe food shortages. there will be a huge deficit of staples in Europe, no wheat flour or sunflower oil from Ukraine. We can see an economic crisis coming, in Germany especially, but all across Europe. Tensions are heightened on a world scale, making the building of socialist movements more urgent by the day. See also, the war in Ukraine, a commentary on Paul Mason's Muddle by Tony Saunoy on socialistworld.net.